We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way as we sit here today. On this Wednesday, the 16th, we continue to count down our time as we get ready to head out to Super Bowl down to Atlanta. Can't wait for that as we are down to the Final Four. We have the NFC and AFC Championship weekend coming up. Bucks with a nice win last night. More Bucks basketball and college hoops coming up this weekend. A lot of talk continues about the Green Bay Packers. Stopped over at... Most guys go to the barbershop, and that's where things get discussed, or your local pub. Today, I was at the car wash and got out of the car. Guy walks up to me, starts talking, so how about, and he starts reeling off all the names. And I looked at him and I said, I'll let you know in September. I don't know. That's what we're paid to do. We're paid to, like, look into this. On paper, it looks iffy. That's what I tell everybody. Well, you know, he's got a good track record. Well, it looks iffy. You're talking about guys that were out of jobs, okay? Matt LaFleur, the likelihood of him going back to Tennessee was there. There were some kind of rumors as to whether or not he would be let go. You know, obviously, their offensive coordinator was gone out of Jacksonville. Just you go through that list. You know, there were some guys that were looking for jobs. So, I don't know. The future sounds iffy. Here's the question, okay? And this is what I asked. I thought I'd ask this today, too. But I said, as a Packers fan, what do you expect next year? And he said, well, I expect Aaron Rodgers to pull his head out of his, you know, blank. I expect the offense to really go. And they just need a few more pieces on defense. And they're going to be right back in a postseason. I said, well, what if this is going to be a little bit longer process? Let's say they just get really two quality guys this year. And they're still building back to where they were. They just get a couple more wins, but they fall short. Say they end up with 9 wins, but they don't end up in the postseason. And the guy looks at me and he goes, well, that's progress. But then it's another year wasted of Aaron Rodgers. I said, well, yeah, but who's wasting it? There's nobody left to blame. Well, Ted did. Okay, well, Gutekunst has started to trim that tree. I understand that. But I said, who are you mad at? Then they started off on Mark Murphy. And I finally said, well, why are you mad at Mark Murphy? I mean, tell me why. Well, this all happened on his watch. He was supposed to be overlooking everything in the football operations, and he was supposed to be in there with Ted. And I said, wait a minute. Who was the best president? Well, Bob Harlan. I said, okay. I said, well, Bob Harlan, his philosophy was hire the football people and get out of their way and leave them alone. But yet he was the best, but that's exactly what Mark Murphy did, and yet it's on his watch that he didn't meddle with Ted. I said, you kind of see what you're saying here? Well, yeah, but Ted, and I said, wait a minute, but you can't just ignore the topic. You can't just say, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. I said, so let's just be honest, okay? They didn't have some good drafts. Ted was obstinate, didn't want to dip heavily into free agency until towards the end because he realized that some of his draft choices weren't panning out, and some of the money that he's paid to his guys was probably more money that should have been spent on his guys. So I said, okay, I'll give you that. But let's just say that the club has fallen off to the point where they are third in the division. If they're third in the division, chances are they're not going to the postseason. I said, so what happens if you feel Chicago is better, Minnesota's better, and the Packers are third, and it's going to take them a couple of years? Wow. Yeah, but in 2 years, they should win a Super Bowl, hands down. Okay. I'm just trying to gauge where people are at when it comes to the viability of the franchise of the Green Bay Packers over the next 2, 3, 4 years. And I said, why are you so sure in 2 years? You know, when you're going to have money to spend this year, couldn't you turn it around this year? Well, yeah, but if they get a couple of wins, and he just, you know, kind of blathered on and on. Finally, you start shaking your head and you think, okay, the expectation is this. We're going to start out training camp thinking about winning a Super Bowl. Reality is going to sink in at about week 6 to week 8, okay, as to where you're at as a football franchise. You'll know kind of what you are going into the season, but as we know, things change. From injuries, fluidity, familiarity, you know, you're talking about getting comfortable with a new offensive system, with a new offensive play caller, and a new offensive coordinator. There's going to be a few familiar faces around, but you got a new offensive line coach. I mean, you're changing quite a bit. Change for the sake of change is not always good, but you're certainly going to get people's attention, and you're going to have more competition at camp. But for this to all culminate and come together in year one, it's going to be an interesting run. So, can you accept the fact that this may take longer than a year or even two? Or is the real reality of all of this being, I don't care. I'm a Packers fan. We are the Green Bay Packers, and we expect to be in the Super Bowl. And anything less is a failure, and we are going to find somebody, somewhere, some way, shape, or form to put in the crosshairs of our anger. I go back to something Jerry Kramer had said after the Lombardi era was coming to an end. And Jerry had told me this story numerous times, and you might have heard it in a promo even, where last game, and they're down 6, they get the ball, they begin the drive. A couple of quick passes, they're moving the ball almost at will down the field. Here we go, you can kind of feel it. It's a last gasp. They have to win the game to get into the postseason. And then they fumble the ball away. And at that point in time, Jerry Kramer realizes it's over. The run of the postseason, the run of championships, as guys begin to move on to other teams, guys are aging. There was the thought that Lombardi was leaving. They realize the end of the Lombardi era is over. So as they come to the sideline, Packers fans stand and begin to cheer and applaud. And he's screaming at the fans, it's over. Don't you get it? And then he said he thought for a moment and he realized they had an appreciation for what they had witnessed for oh so many years under Vince Lombardi. And that's what they were applauding. Now, they had numerous championships. He was the modern day Bill Belichick, so to speak. Bart Starr was your Tom Brady. So they had that right to be able to stand and cheer and go, you know what, you gave us championships of both Super Bowls and NFL championships. I mean, come on. I think what people here are thinking about now is, not that you gave us great football and years and years and years of postseason play and our expectations are supposed to be here, but you had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks over a 20-plus year period. 24 years, I think. And you walked away with only 2 championships, 3 appearances in a Super Bowl, 6, maybe, I think, appearances in an NFC Championship game. And that's all you could muster? As an organization, with the talent you have had, or the lack of talent due to your own ineptitude or obstinance, you have innately failed. And I think that's what people are worried about. That you know there's a window. Everybody knows there's a window. Packers fans everywhere, they know, hey, this is it. You're starting to bite your nails, just like Patriots fans. Patriots fans right now are enjoying the ride. Because if Tom Brady wins another one, so be it. They've got that one for the they've got that one for the other hand. You know what I mean? They're good to go now. They've been given a lot, but they know that that's not always going to be there. And they know Bill Belichick's probably going to coach another 5, 7 years, something like that. But Packers fans are thinking, What if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt again and he just can't play anymore? You know what quarterback play in the NFL is all about. That's why there's an anxiety for all of this. So as a Packers fan, if they do it properly, if they get it right, let's just say it takes a couple of years. You accept that? Or is this team expected to be there again next year? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you'd like to chime in, go ahead and give us a shout. You can also find us on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can also track us down on the Facebook fan page. That is simply facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You want to find Radio Joe over on Twitter, you can do so @RadioJoeSports. And there's the website, which is BillMichaelsSports.com. Track us there. There's the Radio.com app. Oh, my God, there's so many ways to get a hold of us. Radio.com. Put it down on any of your mobile devices, and you can track us that way as well. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs is where they believe in better. You got a big party coming up, a sales meeting coming up, a gathering coming up of any kind. Make sure you make it a Cousin Subs kind of day, because they can help you out with so many different things. Party boxes, numerous sub sandwiches, soups, salads, cookies, chips, curds, whatever. They've got it all over at Cousin Subs. That's where they believe in better. As a Packers fan, can you accept the fact that it could take longer than just one offseason to be back into the postseason? 855-830-8648. Is this a reality, or are you like many and just say, you know what? We're going to be there. I believe we're going to be there. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Talking with the Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer.
My final season, the 68, we're playing Baltimore. We get across field, get down to the 30-yard line. We fumble. And I said, it's over. The era is over. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not going to win. We're not going to be there. And I started to walk off the field, and I hear a smattering of applause, and it kind of stuns me. I said, it's over. We're done. It's not going to happen. And I get closer to the bench, and there's more applause, and people are standing up. And I'm going, what in the... Oh, they know. They knew the moment I knew that it was over. And they were saying thank you.
Yeah.
And the whole stadium came up, Bill, in a standing ovation that lasted about 5 minutes for a fumble, but not the fumble for the years that we were there and the championships and all the joy we'd brought to town. Great moment for me and a great memory.
There you go. That is the great Jerry Kramer when we were on Radio Row last year when we were in Minneapolis.
No,
St.
that
Paul.
Was
that last year?
That was right before you got struck by lightning.
It was. Was it really?
That was right before.
Oh my goodness!
You got struck by lightning.
No wonder the hair stood up on the back of my neck when I hear Jerry Kramer speak. Okay.
Yep.
I know he told that. I knew he told me that story. I just couldn't remember. I forgot about that. How could I forget about that?
Well, you've interviewed the man about 100 times, so I could understand. And if you've heard the story before, I could understand where you get it mixed up. But that was back in August when you got struck by lightning.
There
10 minutes
go.
Later, you
Ten
would
minutes
be
later,
on
I
your
was,
way to the hospital.
I was kielbasa. the great Jerry Kramer, and hopefully he's another guest of ours as we head to Atlanta, Georgia, down on Radio Row. We're going to be there, by the way. I'll give you our list of people that are taking us there. One of the greats that has been with us since day one has been JR and his terrific staff over there at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Try their pizza buffet with the unlimited trips to the salad bar. Veterans, you know how they treat you. They treat you great. Some of the best and friendliest service that you're going to receive anywhere. 911 North Hastings Way in Eau Claire. Stop and tell JR I said hi. JR's been under the weather for a while now. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. So stop in and tell JR how you doing and how we looking. Let's go to Joe, listening to us in Neillsville. Joe, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I share your frustration in that I think they've wasted the prime of two Hall of Famers. And both those guys have made mediocre receivers look fantastic. Guys like Bill Schrader, I've had 1,000-yard seasons with Favre. I think you got to go out and get him a Hall of Fame caliber weapon. And I think back to 2007, they could have had Randy Moss. He goes to the Patriots and sets every record. I think they should go after Antonio Brown. He wants out of Pittsburgh. And if you give Rodgers a weapon like that, it can make a big difference. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it. Boy, that's... That's tough. Antonio Brown has really divided fan bases as to whether or not you would or would not want him because of his actions. Now you got Bruce Arians, just was yesterday, the day before, coming out and saying that basically he's a diva. He's not like he was when they drafted him in the sixth round. He had something to prove. He wanted to come back and work hard. And now he's become this diva that thinks everything's owed to him and everybody should kind of bow to him. And it's just worn out, for lack of a better term. It's just worn out a lot of the guys in the locker room in Pittsburgh. So he's been called out. Doesn't like being called out. Doesn't like being called. I mean, come on. He's the guy that had his agent call and say, yeah, today he can play. You don't do that. Nobody does that. Come on. So they benched him. And he couldn't figure out why he got benched. He got mad at that. What really cracks me up is when people do something, when they do something themselves and they screw themselves and they want to blame everybody else. You know, your own actions cause your own ineptitude, and then you want to blame everybody else because you shouldn't be held accountable. So, look, is he a tremendous wide receiver? You better believe it. You better believe it. He's got mad ball skills. Remember, though, he's not young anymore. Okay, he's still talented, but he's not young anymore. He was in the Super Bowl when the Packers were there. Okay, so you don't go out and get this guy and think you're going to re-sign him and give him a ton of money, because, I mean, his years are numbered. But he's got mad ball skills. But would you really want to see a guy like that in a Green Bay Packers locker room? Especially when you're getting a brand new, younger head coach who has not established himself yet. That's somewhat tenuous. That would either work out extremely well, or it would be a massive crash and burn. And the question is, are you willing to take that chance? You know, here's the other side story that nobody's talking about. Down in Chicago, Matt Nagy kind of dropped the very quiet bomb that he and Kareem Hunt have been talking. Because Kareem Hunt, remember, was let go by the Kansas City Chiefs after the video surfaced of him kicking the hell out of a woman. And Matt Nagy's now talking as if, well, Kareem could help this team and maybe and could have and good guy and, you know, made mistakes. And it sounds like he was trying to lay the groundwork or at least float it up, one of the balloons up there, to see what people thought if they thought about bringing in Kareem Hunt. You know, I mean, that's another guy, mad ball skills. But that guy's gotten into fights in bars with guys. He's beat up women. I mean, that guy just has he's got an anger issue. Do you want that kind of a guy in your locker room? You know, there's some people that feel very strongly about a lot of things. Look, you go get in a bar fight, that's one thing. You beat up on a woman, especially you're kicking the hell out of her when she's laying on the ground begging you to stop, that's another. That's another. So, what do you do? You know, look, what Antonio Brown's been is not even close to what Kareem Hunt did. And Packers fans are balking at you know, Antonio Brown a little bit. But like I said, mad ball skills. His presence alone would open up Devontae Adams, would open up Geronimo Allison, would open up Equanimeous St. Brown, would open up Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I mean, there would be zero. Now, you still have to be on the same page with the quarterback. But going back to the caller's original thought when he said we've had two quarterbacks that have made careers out of other wide receivers and throwing them open, this is the only area where I will disagree. Because Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback in almost every statistical category when it comes to the comparison with Brett Favre. Faster to 1,000 yards, faster to 4,000 yards, faster to 10,000 yards, more touchdowns, fewer interceptions. You just look at yards per catch. You look at everything. His numbers, quarterback rating, completion percentage. I mean, it's just mad ball stupid. Okay? Aaron Rodgers, by far the better quarterback. But when it comes to throwing guys open, If that's the case, then why didn't we see more this year? Think about it. Brett Favre, he got his name the Gunslinger because he just let it go. He said, look, go make a play. Here it is. I'll sling it up. I don't care. You got to go make a play. Aaron's very particular with the ball. He's not going to throw it away. He's not going to add to the interception statistics, none of that stuff. Not going to do it. So to say they both throw guys open, Aaron did it early on. Him and Jordy made the back shoulder catch an absolute art form. But if it's made to look that easy, hasn't been able to find and establish that with really anybody else. I mean, if he can just throw guys open, why isn't he? Why is he throwing the ball away? Why is he throwing it in the ground? You know, why are you throwing over Devontae Adams by 7 to 10 yards in the back of the end zone when he's clearly wide open? He's got to step on his man. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that Aaron Rodgers used to lay that stuff right in a bucket. That might be the only area that I would disagree, that I think Brett Favre, I think because he just didn't care, he wanted to win, and he could see a window, and he wanted to stick it through that window, regardless of the cost. I think that's what made him, quote, the gunslinger and the ability to throw guys open, because he just didn't care. It's like, here, I don't care if I throw an interception. We're going to get it back anyway, but go get it. You can't score if you don't take the chance. That was always his mentality, and that's the area that Aaron Rodgers has been the anti-Favre. We're not going to take risks. We're not going to get crazy. We're not going to have these turnovers that are going to cost us ball games. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Andy says, love the idea of Antonio Brown in the pack, but not sure I would give up a one, given his age and monster contract, maybe a 2 and a 4 this year and something next year. 855-830-8648. This one is from Ramblin, who says, would you even want to pick him up with a prima donna, meaning Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers brings a large modicum of respect. I mean, it's not like he's just going to come in and walk all over Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers certainly isn't going to allow that, not in his locker room. Come on. Jay Zilla says, no way I'm going to be patient for an extended rebuild. It means we need to start trying to find our next franchise quarterback. We could be rebuilding for a decade plus if that becomes the plan. And Ben says, it is a Super Bowl or bust year every year. No excuses. Coming up next, Christian Gehrig, the sports director for WWL in New Orleans. He's the pre- and post-game host on the Saints Radio Network. Let's go down into New Orleans. We're going to talk some about this Saints team that has just got it all going on right now, the relationship between Sean Payton, Drew Brees, the Wildcat, and their guy Taysom Hill, the guy that the Packers let get away. We'll get into that discussion coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show is on the air. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. They have the fresh blends machine right now, whether it's cold coffees, chocolate shakes, whatever it is you want, fruit smoothies, they've got it all over at Quick Trip. Don't forget your Quick Rewards card. Go to Quick Trip, KWIK, quicktrip.com. Get all signed up for that. Or just stop into the store for yourself. Check it all out. They've got everything, hot foods, cold foods, all the beverages you need, snacks, tailgate supplies, barbecue supplies. They have got it all over there at Quick Trip. Christian Gehrig, sports director for WWL in New Orleans, the pre- and post-game show on the Saints Radio Network, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Christian, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Good to be back on the program, and how are you?
We're doing well. So, first and foremost, give us the buzz down there right now. You guys feel like you're headed off to Atlanta?
I mean, the fans hope they are. You know, and look, this is going to be a tough game. I mean, it's going to be a big-time tough game. The city, though, the region is, I mean, I can't describe the word. I mean, I don't have a word to describe how this Gulf South is buzzing right now. I mean, it's pretty electric. And, you know, I know I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, and we were thinking about going downtown in the city and just getting a room Saturday night just to be in the atmosphere. It's going to be special in this city Saturday night. It's going to be really special all week long, but Saints fans are certainly hoping to make their second trip to the Super Bowl, and it would be a great time to do it in Atlanta, a city that hates them the most.
Which, that was going to be my next question. So if you make it as New Orleans fans, Saints fans are going to be going into enemy territory, and it's not like we dislike you. It's not like Packers and Bears have this respect, but they dislike one another. This is, we hate your guts.
Oh, yeah. No, Atlanta, I mean, you heard the mayor. They said anybody but the Saints.
Right.
When they asked about
you
know, which team would they prefer, and she then backed off of that, which I have a problem with, that you backed off of it. Just mean
right.
it. I mean,
own it.
To say it. Just say it. Because I promise you, I would want the New Orleans mayor to say anybody but the Falcons. So, you know, look, the Saints fans already travel well, and it's a short trip to Atlanta. I mean, that's a 7-hour drive. The Houdat Nation would take over that city. I'm not kidding you. It's already been talked about and planned. And more importantly, think about this, okay? I'll take it one step further. What if the Saints make it and the Patriots make it and the Saints go to Atlanta in their building, beat the Patriots, the team that the Falcons could not beat in the Super Bowl, and they beat them by a score of, say, 28-3, and then on top of that, they win a Super Bowl in a Falcons building?
Right.
Oh, man, Saints fans, Houdat Nation, they would endlessly troll the Falcons about that for generations. I'd be long dead, and they could still talk about that.
Well, it's kind of like when the Packers went down to, you know, Soldier Field and won the NFC Championship down there and took the George Halas Trophy away from the Bears. I mean, you know, hell yeah. I mean, that you forever, the rest of your lifetime, until something distinctly different happens or opposite happens, you will always have that to hang over their heads, and that's something nice. That's a nice pelt to put on your wall. I hope that the Saints make it for a couple of reasons. One, I think Sean Payton is a fantastic coach, and I really like Drew Brees. But we here in Green Bay are looking at a situation where Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy kind of got together about the same time Sean Payton and Drew Brees did. Now, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre for a few years, but that relationship ended up going south. What has made Sean Payton and Drew Brees stand the test of time?
I just think it's they're meant for each other. They just see the game the same way. They're built the same, competitors, and they want to play the same style of football, aggressive, you know, passing, but also, you know, running the football, being smart, taking your shots. They're just symbiotic. They just are. I mean, if you didn't know any better, you would think that they're the same person, the same exact person. But there's a give and take there. There's a respect factor. I mean, I think Sean is extremely trusting of Drew Brees. You know, he kind of lets him call a lot of the shots. I mean, by and large, Sean Payton certainly calls the plays, but Drew is the straw that stirs the drink. We know that, and I think this respect goes both ways. You know, Drew understands that Sean gave him a chance when not too many teams were willing to give him a chance coming off that bad shoulder injury he suffered in San Diego. So I think there's a respect factor there, and they've had success. And I know that Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers had success. I wonder how that relationship soured. From what I understand, Aaron Rodgers can be a little bit of a prickly personality at times, and I'm sure Mike McCarthy can be as well.
I have stated this often, and this is just my opinion, so you tell me if I'm wrong. When they went through some lean times, there was not a lot of call for Sean Payton's head, not a lot of call for Drew Brees. And I said the tragedy that was Katrina, I think, bought them a lot of love and a lot of care down in that area because of the way they made that their home and the way that they responded to that community, and that buys you a little generosity in the fan base. Am I off there?
No, I don't think you're off at all. I mean, look, what they did for this city post-Katrina is, I mean, it endeared them to this city. I mean, Drew Brees and Sean Payton will never buy a drink in this town ever, no matter where they go. They'll have streets named after them. They will be in the Ring of Honor when it's all said and done. I mean, there are babies named after both,
mm-hmm.
You know, but during those lean years, there was some calls for Sean Payton, not necessarily Drew Brees, but, you know, the calls were just calls. They weren't yell. They weren't screaming. You know, they were just kind of some chatter like, hey, it's time. It might be time to start thinking about moving on from this head coach. And then, you know, he turned it around. But I gotta tip my hat to the late Tom Benson, because he was patient, and not a lot of owners, we've seen it in the NFL today. I mean, you know, if you don't have success in 1 or 2 years, you're gone. And you know, that the fact that he brought a Lombardi Trophy to New Orleans certainly helped you know, Tom Benson be a little bit more patient through those 7-9 lean years. But you know, they made some mistakes during those years. They got away from who they were and what got them to the Super Bowl in 2009. They got away from the character part of the game, where they stressed that in their football players and signed some bad cats. I mean, look at Brandon Browner. Brandon mm-hmm. Browner is in prison. And I know, you know, people are going to say, well, what about Darren Sharper? He's now in prison too. But at the same time, you know, they didn't know that was going on at the time. Otherwise, they certainly would not have brought him on board. But anyway, I think that Tom Benson was very patient, and where other owners probably would have pulled the trigger.
So tell me what it is about this upcoming game that is going to make them, in many people's minds, the favorite to win.
It's the home field. It's the Superdome. I mean, Vegas is telling you that with the point spread, 3.5. Because if this were a neutral site, it'd be a pick 'em game. And look, I was in the Saints radio booth last Sunday against the Eagles. I've never felt this now. When the Saints took the lead, in the third quarter, the booth was shaking. I mean, literally shaking. And I've never felt that before in that stadium in my life. And I've covered a lot of games there, and I never heard of anybody telling me that the press box was shaking as well. And the decimal meter got up to 128. There's an effort down here, No Voice Monday, for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
To where they're trying to surpass that 128 decibel meter reading this Sunday, and I think that's going to be the advantage. I mean, it truly is. Look, for the Rams, who do a lot at the line of scrimmage, you know, they a lot of check with me. Sean McVay talks to Jared Goff right up until the 15 seconds on a play clock where his communication is cut off in his helmet. So I think that's going to hamper the Rams, and I think that's going to ultimately be the difference. Look, go back to 2009 when the Vikings played the Saints. Yeah, I was looking at this last night. I was shocked to remember this, to recall this. The Vikings turned the ball over 5 times in that game.
Right.
5 times. The Saints turned the ball over 1, so the Saints were +4 in that game. And remember, that game went to overtime,
mm-hmm.
and the Saints ended up winning it. So, and that was all because of the home field advantage.
I look at this game in a lot of different ways. I mean, obviously, you got a young quarterback versus a veteran quarterback, and other than Patrick Mahomes, young quarterbacks really haven't fared very well in the postseason. And I agree with you. I think the home field advantage can and most likely will rattle Jared Goff. But you've got two coaches who are also very aggressive. Defensively speaking, for what the Rams are capable of doing, defensively, how do you match up?
I actually think the Saints' defense is a tick better than the Rams. I mean, the Rams can't stop the run. They haven't, at least this year. Now you got Aqib Talib in this matchup. You didn't have that in Week 9 when the Saints throttled them 45-35. And they got after Marcus Peters pretty good. But the Saints also didn't have Ted Ginn Jr. So what does that matchup mean? I mean, does Aqib Talib travel on Mike Thomas, and do you match up Ted Ginn Jr. against Marcus Peters, who loves to take chances and try to jump routes, and that often gets him beat? But defensively, Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald are a handful, and I think Ndamukong Suh kind of just went through the motions during the regular season and is now ready to play because he knows that he can get paid if they have a good Super Bowl run. But you know, I think the Saints are going to have to be able to run the football. Whoever can run the football in this game is going to win the game. They're going to control the other team's offense.
The one thing I have found, and I think we're looking at the same thing here in Green Bay, is that this started a little while ago when Sean Payton said, you know what, most teams build from your tackles in. We're going to have to build our offensive line from the inward out and protect Drew Brees and open up holes because they pick up Kamara. Kamara's been just fantastic for you guys. It all started in the trenches, didn't it?
It did. I mean, you know, when they were going through those lean years, you know, that offensive line was not very good, and Drew was getting beat around a little bit. This year, you know, over the last couple of years, they brought in Larry Wolford. They moved Andrus Peat inside to guard. Go back to 2009 and 11 when the Saints' offense was rolling. They had the two best guards in football, along with perhaps one of the better centers in football. I think that Max Unger is better than Jonathan Goodwin, who they had in 2011 and in 2009. But man. You know, look at the guard play. It's so important for Drew to be able to step up in the pocket. If you watch the Saints closely, you know, the tackles like to run. They like to wash the edge rusher down and just wash him past Drew because they know Drew's going to step right up. And if he has a clean pocket with the guards, then he'll be fine in doing so. And that's kind of been their approach. It's been from the inside out, like you said.
I tell you what, I got to be honest. I hope you win because, one, I want to party with you guys down in Atlanta. We will see you on Radio Row. You're our go-to guy, and we will talk to you when
me
you guys
Bobby
get to big.
Me and Bobby aren't going. Me and Bobby aren't
Shut
going.
Up!
Yeah, listen, here's why. Because, you know the mighty dollar is what rules, and we have several shows on location during Super Bowl week if they make it. And, we got to go make sure that Bobby gets paid. So we got to do those shows on location. From around New Orleans.
Well, this is what you do then. You give us your go-to guy. So we have a go-to
Zach
guy down in Atlanta.
Zach Callister will be there.
What's that?
Zach and Deuce will be there.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's even better. I'm not to put you down, but you got Deuce. You're good.
I'd rather talk to Zach and Deuce myself. So don't worry about it.
I tell you what, Christian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck to you guys, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon down the road, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Appreciate
thanks.
It, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. All Christian right. Garrick, sports director for WWL in New Orleans, the pre- and post-game show host on the Saints Radio Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, and they'll treat you fair. That's the way it's been going down for a long, long time, 80-plus years with Schneider. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. I have been thinking about this for about the last 3 or 4 days. I was watching a piece on the Saints, and I thought, boy, that would be like Packers going to the Super Bowl in Minneapolis last year. That's the way this would have been just the dreaded enemy coming into that territory to play a Super Bowl, and that's what it's going to be like, only they hate each other. I mean, it's serious hatred down there between those two fan bases, so it's going to be an interesting one if the New Orleans Saints win that game this coming weekend. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show continues on. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks so much. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. Hey, Yasmani Grandal, the newest Milwaukee Brewer, he said, hey, look, the Brewers, they are built to win right now, baby.
In my opinion, this is one of the most complete teams in baseball. I like the way they play. I like the way that clubhouse has a great feel to it. I feel like they click. And it showed last season, especially late in the year. It shows that they're built to win, and they're built to win now.
He believes they are. And Yasmani, he said, look, out of all the teams that were out there, the deals that were on the table, this one felt right because he wanted to be a part of this Brewers organization.
Yasmani, throughout this process, has communicated a consistent and sincere desire to be a member of our organization.
That's David Stearns, the general manager, and then he was asked specifically why he liked Yasmani Grandal.
Over the past 4 years, Yasmani has distinguished himself as one of the premier catchers in baseball. He provides us an offensive force, a powerful force in the middle of our lineup. He's one of the best receivers in baseball. And he handles a pitching staff exceptionally well.
He's a good framer. There's no doubt about that. Craig Counsell talked about his reaction to the Brewers, to the club signing Grandal.
David had talked about it, but he always downplayed it pretty heavily so that I wouldn't bug him about it every day. I do remember we had a conversation earlier in the week, and then he texted me one night and said it was going to happen. And I think I had just a one word wow. My response in the text was just a one word wow.
Which he knows the significance of putting Grandal not only as a catcher but his bat in that lineup. And then Craig Counsell brought up just that, what he brings to the team.
We've already started talking about different ways to approach kind of hitters and scouting reports, and Yasmani brings some fresh eyes to that for us, which I think is a great thing for us to find some new ways to get better at that kind of part of the game.
So there you go. That is Craig Counsell, David Stearns, and Yasmani Grandal, his official announcement and introduction to the media here in Milwaukee. As the Brewers, they're now searching for what we assume is another arm. There's still some talk out there about Madison Bumgarner. We'll have to wait and find out if that ever comes to fruition. But right now, it's all is quiet So we'll see what happens. Usually when all is quiet, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. But as of right now, no announcements to be made. The announcement very quietly did come, by the way, for those that may or may not have known. If you remember, legendary sportscaster Bob Costas, his career at NBC, over. They have all settled quietly and happily, as everybody has stated. Costas is 66. Now, he's going to be on the MLB Network. And he's going to call, I think, like 20 games this year. But he said if he does anything else, it's going to be kind of a hybrid of his show called Later. It was Later with Bob Costas on HBO. He may do something like that, more of an interview-style show. But his passion's baseball, and he was a part of that NFL team. How many times did Bob Costas interject himself into some kind of a controversy, whether it was the NRA and gun rights or the brain concussion issue with the NFL? He kind of took that as his pulpit to go off on stuff like that, and people just got tired of it. And the NFL wasn't happy with him anyway. And he said, look, my passion's not the NFL, so I really don't care. He said his passion for the NFL waned years ago, so he wanted out. And because he was the big guru over at NBC when it came to sports, they couldn't find a spot for him. He didn't want to do anything. So they finally just said, look, let us just buy you out, and you can get the hell out of here. And I'll be honest, ever since the whole pink eye thing at the Olympics, and he became like a punchline for everybody, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, Bob Costas, and I can't believe he's 66. Okay. Well, they're moving on. So Bob Costas out at NBC. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.